Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hello, hello, everybody. It is the first Tuesday of the month, 9/6/2011. Welcome, everyone, to Build, Grow, and Enjoy WIGO 1570 to Life, 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. San Diego. Well, everyone, today it is that day, everyone. You know, time for a little inspirational food, purpose, and mission. The preparation room is here. It is the first Tuesday of the month, so definitely Pamela Reese Wardloff is here with her and her team. And, of course, you know on these days or on this time of the month, our lines fill up really, really fast. So, glad you guys, if it gets busy, just keep trying because I can tell you right now the lines are full. So definitely going to be an awesome, awesome show that Pamela is going to share with us in regards to something that's very important, and that's family. So, everyone, the lines are open, 347-215-8709. And, of course, always, we are all in live chat, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. So you can definitely come on over here and chit-chat to us from there. But hello, Ms. Pamela, and welcome back.
Hello, Kalithia. I'm so excited to be here today. Today is September the 6th, 2011. Woo-hoo! I am so happy to be alive at this time. God is good. He is awesome. And it's just a pleasure to be here talking to you all on the radio today. God bless each and every one of you. Before we do anything, I want to go to Deuteronomy 30, and I have something good to share with you. I just want you to choose. It's Deuteronomy 30, verse 20. It said, choose to love the Lord your God and to obey him and commit yourself to him, for he is your life. So I want you to stick with that word today. And if you want to go farther with it, you know, read the whole chapter. It's an awesome thing. I just want you to choose God and love God. God is our everything. And today we're going to talk about family. It's all about family. If you notice in our family, something crazy is going on in our family. The devil is trying to attack our family. But we got to stand firm and with a fervent heart and realize what is happening. And we have to speak our devil. You can't have our family. We will stand firm with a family. And we will love each other. And we will be together. And we will not be divided. In the name of Jesus, I have 3 special guests that I love so dearly. And I have a co-partner, 2 co-partners that I love dearly as well. Cleese, you know you're my girl. You're my heart. I love you so much. I thank God for you. But I also have Annette. Hey, Annette, you want to say something?
Hey, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here on this wonderful day. It is so, I just couldn't wait to for this day to come because I was anxious to hear what the prophet had to say today.
Wow, well, we got a lot to say, Annette. It's just a pleasure. You're a prophetess, too, so we're going to put you out there. I know you're a little shy, but get ready. You coming out as well. I also have my 2 favorite, well, 2 of my favorite nieces. I have plenty of other ones. I don't want to be torchy because they might get me, but they are some of my favorite nieces, Latif Reese from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Hey, Latif.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hey. And I have my other little bitty DC. She having a baby. She's with another family member in our family, Michelle Ellis. Hey, Michelle. She's from Connecticut, New Haven, Connecticut.
Hey, everybody. Hey. God bless you.
And I have another awesome friend. That's my girl, motivational speaker. She's an awesome woman of God, preacher, psalmist, and everything you want to think of. She has bust loose, and her name is Lola McIntosh. Hi, Lola.
Hi, Pamela. It's such a blessing to be with you on the air today all the way out in San Francisco. Hello. San Francisco, I've got something in store for you today.
you're the whole 5-4. You want to give us a little something about what you feel about what's going on with the family today?
Well, yeah, it's really a trick from the enemy, but God created a family with an awesome purpose from the foundation of the world. And one thing we know that will not be aborted, the enemy realizes that if he can get a weak family, then he has a weak church, and then if he got a weak church, he got a weak community. But how many of you know that we've been given power and authority to overcome any trick that the enemy has set forth? And that's what we're here to do today, family. We're here to set some things back in order. We're going to speak to some things, and we're going to turn some things around because we do that with our words.
Yes.
And that's what we're here to do today. We're here to give hope back to situations that look hopeless. But you know what? The Word of God says that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So today, families that are listening on the air today, expect the turnaround because this is your receiving day. I decree it in the name of Jesus. I will not take it back. It is not by coincidence that you're listening on the air today. The enemy had a plan for your life, but God, before the foundation of the world, he created you and your family with a purpose, and you shall go forth for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
okay, we got
yes,
Latus. Yes. You want to talk a little bit, and we're going to go back to Lola. Can you tell us how you feel about what the enemy is doing with the family these days?
Well, I believe that family is our foundation. Well, the Lord is our foundation and family. I always say we can choose our friends, but we cannot choose our family. And I thank God for it. Because the family that we have, we're strong. We're strong and mighty. And
yes,
one thing that I know Satan is doing in the family, what he tries to do is he tries to, like, get into our mind and make your family, you know, as loved ones, he tries to make you think that, you know, oh, you know, my family is, you know, turning against me and my family is just, you know, they're not, you know, spiritually grounded.
Amen.
But that is a trick from the enemy, as my sister said. And what we have to do is remember, you have to stay grounded, you have to stay rooted in the Word, because that is the only thing that God has given us. He has given us all power, but he has given us the Word to stand on. And when, you know, sometimes, you know, it may seem like, because our family, nobody knows you like your family. Your family can remind you of when you was a child until your adult age. We have to remember that love conquers all. And in families, a lot of times it may seem as though family, you know, are falling apart. But just if you go back and just remember what the Word said about family, you will remember that family is supposed to stand in truth and love. And people do not, you know, be wary and well-doing, because in the morning, you will reap if you faint not. So I just say to all the listeners, continue to listen, continue to pray, continue to stand on the Word, because the Word has not failed us yet. So I just thank everybody just for listening.
Thank you so much. That's awesome. That is awesome, Latus. You are so true. You are so true with the Word, and you spoke it so powerful. And I know right now that some people are being healed just from those words that you are saying right now, and just really understanding. There's some listeners that's on this phone right now that they're just standing in the background and they're just listening, and they're not really calling in or just not saying anything, or they just on the internet. But I just encourage you to come on and speak up and be part of what is happening with this change with family. You know, if the people that's been listening in on this radio station with Bill Grow and Enjoy, they notice that I have a thing about family. My family is so important to me. I love them so much, and I adore them so much, and I thank God so much for having my family. You know, I don't care how they are or who they are or the way they act or whatever. I just love them because God gave me that family to love. And you know what love means. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is forgiving. You know, so I just thank God for my family. And I want you to thank God for your family, too. And most of all, we have to forgive each other. That is the main thing, no matter what. Forgive each other. Forgive each other. But I want to talk to Michelle, my niece Michelle. Michelle.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey. Come on. Come on, preacher. Let's talk a little bit about family, girl.
All right. Well, let me just start off by saying God is good because all week long he had me rereading Genesis. So that says something in itself, and I had no idea that I would be on this call right now. But God has prepared. Thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity to just discuss that a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to
read
a small section from Genesis chapter 9 because it says, "And God blessed Noah and his son and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth." And I don't feel that the generations that are coming up are being mindful of that. And that's something that we have to be mindful of, not just being able to be fruitful and multiply, but being able to instill the word of God into our children as we fruitful and multiply. Because if they don't grow up knowing the word of God, they have nothing.
That is awesome.
As long as we establish a strong foundation in our children, we will be okay because they will know how to stand on the word of God regardless of what circumstances may come their way.
Mm-hmm.
And the family will continue to be strong with each other because they will know the word and they'll be able to stand together.
Yeah. Girl, that is awesome. That is so real. That is so real. That's what's up. That is really what's up. Paloma, we got you on the line.
Yes.
As you begin to speak about forgiveness, you know, I think that's a major struggle with families. We have not been able to adjust and to understand that God created all of us, but we have our own uniqueness, and I think a lot of times we have a problem respecting the uniqueness that God created us in. And I'm reminded of the scripture that talks about we are one body but many members. Mm-hmm.
And the hand should not say to the feet that I have no need of you, because the hand should say that I have no need of my feet, or my feet should say that I have no need of the other parts of my body, because to be a total body, I need all parts to be a whole. And that's what we are in family. And the thing is sometimes we have a problem because one may struggle with alcoholism, another may struggle with some kind of perversion, and someone else may have another struggle. But the thing that God is really wanting us to keep in focus is this. Whatever it is that our family struggles in, when God saves us and gives us the Holy Ghost, we are to stand in the gap for our family and to love them. That against love, there is no law. And God has equipped you that whatever it is your family struggles with, you have their healing, and you have it through loving them like God created them, unconditionally loving them. And so you see that thing comes to pass in their lives. Look at where you were when he found you. Amen?
Look at where you
were when he found you. And I'm going to tell you something about a family. In every family, there is a solitary stone. Now, there are many diamonds. there is a marquise. There's a princess cut, but it's something about that solitary stone that sticks out. And in your family, you may feel, why am I always the one that's building the bridge, the breach, you know, filling in? Why am I always? Because you are that solitary stone that God is going to use to do what he's going to do in your family. And you know something? You can't run. You can't hide. So what you need to do is just embrace it.
Yes.
Embrace it. God is good.
time, it's not by coincidence. God will get the glory. And if
yes,
all you ladies on the radio and those of you that are listening out there in radio land, this is a time that families will be drawn together like never before. There have been many of you that have tried to cut family off and tried to go a whole different way, but now you're finding yourself turning in, tucking in the towels and going back to your family. But let me tell you something. Don't be dismayed, because God is setting up something supernaturally for you and your family. And I want to decree this over your life today. No, the devil will not have you or your family. You can take territory from the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, girl. Hallelujah. I feel it. But, Felicia, do we have any callers? We don't want to leave any callers out.
Yes.
Do we have any callers, Felicia?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you guys so far. It's just the lines are busy, so, you know, people are trying to get through probably, but it's locked up right now. But you guys keep on with the word. We got about 13 minutes, and I'm listening in. What an awesome show.
Okay. Well, let us know. One of the things is what's going on. I really want to address this, Michelle, that was awesome what you said. I mean, my heart is just like, oh, my God. And they just, you know, your word was just like, oh, yes, that's it. And Lola, you know, the prophecy is just so real, what's going on. But one of the things, me and Annette talk about family a lot, is what's going on with our children? What's going on with our males? Why is this going on with our children? Blood is being shed.
Wrong.
God, we got to pray for them.
Lord,
we got to pray for the mothers.
Yes,
we got to pray for the fathers.
Yes,
we got to pray for our brothers. So many of them are black children.
Our children,
Spanish children, Asians too, but so many of our race, and we got to pray together in unity to let the blood stop shedding. I believe myself, every failure in life is a prayer failure. I just need somebody to kind of feel what I'm saying. Why do you think this is happening to our children?
I can kind of answer that because this is Lola, and many of these young kids, and most of them, they come from broken homes. And just because there's a mother and a father in the home does not mean it's not a broken home. A home where there's dysfunctional, many homes you got fathers being abusive, mothers maybe even being abusive. And this, the kids are watching this. So they grow up with this mentality. I mean, they don't know what the love of a family is. So what they do, they go out in society and they're looking for family. They're looking for love. And they're looking for it in all the wrong places. So the thing it is God is calling for those of us that are in our families. That's our assignment. We got to get busy depositing godly things back in our home. We got to move out all of this perverted stuff in our home. Because I'm going to tell you something, men and women of God, those of us that have children, we are responsible and we will give an account of the things that we do in front of our children, the things that we say in front of our children. Yeah, many times we tell them that we're the parent and you have to do what I tell you to do, but oh, there's a day that's coming where you're going to give an account of every evil deed done or said in this body. And God is loving you today. God is loving you today because he comes to seek and save that which was lost. He comes to seek and save that which was lost. And he's concerned about you. He's concerned about your children. He's concerned about everything that concerns you. And he's getting ready to perfect everything that concerns you. Was that by coincidence that you're on this radio air today, or that you're listening at this broadcast? Today is your receiving day, because the Bible says, if I decree a thing, it shall be established.
Shall be done.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How you doing?
Amen.
How you doing?
Amen.
How you doing, Prophet?
Yes.
Amen.
I believe that one of the things is, I know what it is, the fathers need healing, and we need to pray for the fathers more. You know, they don't know how to be fathers, and they run away like their dad ran away, or they've been gone so long that the kids are so angry because their father is not there. You know what I'm saying? I believe a lot of that come with the anger. You know, and we have to be responsible for our children. It's hard raising children. I mean, you really need a village to raise your child now. You know what I'm saying? You just can't do this thing alone. And we have to trust somebody. And then once we trust them, we just go behind them and watch what they're doing. I mean, I think the enemy is attacking a lot of, you know, the males too, you know, with all this stuff, this perverted stuff that's happening with the male. I mean, you know, we have to pray for our men, you know, the men of God, too, and let them know what's going on with the kids. And they really can't trust the kid because they're thinking the kid trying to say something about them or trying to attack them. It's just a mess, you know. But I don't want to blame anyone or anything, but I know that we need to pray for our men to come back to God. And as I always say, that God loves male. If any males out there listening, God loves you so much. You are so special to him. I mean, he put you on a pedestal. He loved you. You was first. You're stronger. You're the head. And we're just your helpers. So, you know, and I believe a lot of women are stepping up because God said, if you men don't do it, he'll make a rock crowd and praise him. So he's using the women's men. And the kids next. But anyway, we need to pray more for the males. I know the time is getting late. Kalicia, is there something that you would like to share?
Thank you, my
God. All I have to say is that, you know, family is very important. And, you know, there's different aspects of different things. You know my story that, you know, I recently had Pam with the loss of my son's father. So, you know, I'm out there as a single mother myself, and, you know, I look at my sons as kings, and I raise them to respect women and to know that they need to put God first in everything, and I just think that's the foundation in all that we do in our household and our home is just to have God first.
Yes. And, Pamela, I want to say something as well when you finish that, too.
Go ahead.
Okay, I want to say that we also, not just our family, we have family that's in our churches as well. And I know that there are some men out here, you know, us women, we talk about us women. But I know as I'm walking around and I see some men that come to you and express how they try to be fathers in their house. But us women, you know, we got this thing of not submitting to our husbands. And a lot of men can't stay in the house with that attitude, like that they feel like they're nothing, they're not needed. And so I see where some are just leaving the home and can't stand that anymore. So I just run across situations like that. I know there are some men out here listening to this show, and they say women always get together and always say women get together and they talk. But I have run across some men, and I know there are some men listening right now with having that same problem in their household. And I just agree right now that these families will stay together, that women will learn how to submit to their husbands, get their house in order, line it up so that man is at the top. And women, you submit to your husband. And then teach the church to your little kids. We got to instill Christ in the little ones.
Amen.
I run across little kids are listening to perverted music. And then they make excuses for it and say, well, they hear it at home. I don't care whether they hear it at home. You need to teach these kids kingdom principles when they're small. You know? And then as they go along, hang around with the friends at their age in the school, just imagine how the school system could change when you got those kind of kingdom kids in there at such a young age.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to just say that. And I just know that with all the things that's happening right now, and I just know that things can crumble at the top, but God's foundation will always stand since he built it since the time of the earth. And that's what I have to say today. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. That was so touching. I think I hear a male in the background. Is there a male in the background that would like to speak up?
Yes, this is Alan Christopher.
Hi, Alan.
Hey,
hey,
Alan, would you like to speak up? You are male.
I love hearing everything that I heard today. I called in, and I'm glad that glad to say something. I really believe in the family.
Yeah.
I love to hear from all these beautiful ladies talking about it. There's just a lot of great points that there are, one, I can piggyback on, a lot of strong men that are out here, and we want to be husbands. We want to be fathers. We want our marriages to stay together. We want to fight for them. Sunshine, you know what I'm going through, and I'm still fighting for my family despite what the enemy says and what the enemy is doing, and I'm letting God's glory come to work. And one thing I would say is that what we need to really find out, really need to do, just a suggestion, is to go, if you go to 2 Chronicles 20:17, it says stand and see. And when God tells everyone stand and see, he's telling you to stand up. He's not telling you to run away.
Yeah.
A lot of individuals take, I think, as soon as we have a problem or a fight in our family,
amen,
no matter if it's the female or it's the male, we hold this stuff in, and then all of a sudden it builds up.
Yeah.
And one of the individuals don't know what's going on, and then one runs away from the problem. God does not say stand and see. He doesn't say stand and run. He says stand and see the glory.
Yeah.
And once we start seeing that, we're going to go a little bit, I feel that we'll go a little bit longer. You know, a lot of us always avoid, especially in the family, the difficult situations. Let's stop avoiding that difficult situation and put it on the table. Talk to one another. Because once it's out, and there's going to be disagreements here and there. But once we come together and get that main point, man, how beautiful will God's glory be right then and there.
Wow. Yeah.
So if we stand and see, and like I said, this is not me, this is the word. If we stand and see, instead of stand and run away and stand and avoid, what is the enemy going to do there? Because he doesn't want us to do what? He doesn't want us to talk, ladies. He doesn't want us to talk who's out there. He wants us to be quiet, get it all mad, I run away, so then I'm talking to my partner, I'm talking to my girlfriend over here, and then they don't know what's going on in my household except for one-sided point of view. So guess what?
Right.
Now the family is starting to divide. Hey, we got to stop that.
Yeah.
This is not me. This is the word. He's saying stand and see. So I really believe that's a big part of the family. Talk to your son. Talk to your daughters. Go back.
We have about one more minute on the show, but I can't extend this with this conversation. So if we continue to roll with the archives to conclude this discussion that we have, this is very important with this family. So I just want to let everyone know, if the show does cut off through the live audience, just know that you can go back to the archive and you can listen to the continuation of the show. So you guys keep speaking. It looks like we're on a great topic today, so it's just definitely being received.
Well, I thank all the listeners for coming in, and this just to show how much it is needed, and God will bless it to be even more and more. We thank you so much for Alan. We just appreciate you so much for coming and standing in the gap for men, because it is so important. But I know we only got 1 minute, and I would like to know if, ladies, can you pray us out real quick?
Sure. One of my favorite scriptures is Psalms 133, and it talks about brotherly love and unity. And it says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment, as it dwells of the Hermon and as the dwell of the descendants upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even in life forevermore. And Father God, as we close this service, will we not leave your presence? I just ask you to bless everyone that stood up on and listened to this word. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to bring us women and men together so that we will know what your will is for our lives. And Father God, I just exalt your name up on high. And Father, as we leave this station, Father, I just ask you to just bless everybody in their family.
Ooh,
and God,
yes,
thank you again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Prophetess, would you like to give us a prophetic word, a nation prophetic word?
Yeah, I'd just like to say to, especially to San Francisco and to the nation, expect the mighty move of God in the areas of your marriage and in the area of your family. God is doing an awesome thing, and I want to say to the husband and wife, those of you there, some of you that was thinking about walking out, but I want to say God has turned that thing around because your husband has your healing, woman of God. Man of God, your wife has your healing. That very thing that's missing in your life, she has your healing. And I speak the anointing of God in your family, in your household. Today, breathe a new anointing in your home.
Yes,
Jesus. Families will repent today. Husbands will repent. Wives will come home and repent. And the family will be restored this day. I decree it in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you're going to get the glory out of the lives of these families, God. And they'll give testimonies, Lord God, of what you did. And Father, I thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. And it was not by coincidence, Lord God.
Yes, God.
And I thank you that their lives have been redeemed from destruction. Satan, you have no authority over them.
Yes, God.
And they'll overcome every obstacle because of the anointing and the blood of Jesus. And I decree it, expect it, in the name of Jesus. You can decree it. You can expect it because it is so.
Yes, God.
And so it is in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Well, we thank you, listeners, for coming in again to the preparation room, preparing the way for the Lord. One of the things I just want to just, I cannot leave without saying this, and I know if we cut off, but the internet is still on, I just want to pray for the parents that's heart is hurting right now.
Mom.
With the children being killed, slaughtered, and no one cares. I just want to pray for you to let you know that God is with you. My prayers go before you. The preparation room prayers go before you. I plead the blood of Jesus over your heart. I plead the blood of Jesus over your spirit, your soul, and your mind. I just ask God to unify you and your family as it's been broken apart because of this death. Name of Jesus. Oh God, I ask you for unity to come. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, to let them be more tired than they ever been before in the name of Jesus. I decree that to Satan, you family in the name of Jesus.
In the name
and
of
Jesus. And our families in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh God, I just decree right now in the name of Jesus that they'll quickly turn around in the name of Jesus. Decree in the name of Jesus that there will be
in the name of
seeing that will stop that will
yes.
stop us from not believing and praying, God, that we will pray more, that we will speak more, that we will seek more, that we will love our family more, that we will forgive more. We will stop that
in
crazy
the name of
thinking. False imagination that try to come against our minds with our family members. I decree that we send you to the pits of hell.
God,
I just thank you. Thank you for the healing of our family member right now. I thank you for the children that lost their dads. Thank you, Jesus. Walked away from them, the dads that died, the dads that gave the rejection. I decree that those children be healed right now. Mothers be healed right now.
In the name of families be healed right
in
now.
The name of drug demons leave our families right now. In the name of Jesus, right now. In the name of Jesus. And oh God, I thank you for still growing at your radio station, oh God, for giving us this opportunity and this time, God, to just love on His people, oh God. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you for this Bill Grow Enjoy radio station. I decree that it will grow even more for your
in the name of
in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, ladies, for this opportunity.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Thank you. Are you there?
Well, definitely, Pam. It's great to have you always on the air on first Tuesday of the month. I'm looking forward to having you back on. I will be in Atlanta at that time. That will be October 4th, 2011. And thank you, ladies, for coming on and sharing all this inspiration. I'm sure the listeners have received it because today is the day that has been received. So definitely, I just
Amen.
Send all my blessings to each and every one of you and your families also. But thank you, Ms. Pam. You are appreciated, and I am definitely have a strong love for you in my heart.
God have a love for you, too. And thank you so much. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And you are delivered, and you are healed, and we see you October the 4th.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
So there you guys have it. There you guys have it. Ms. Pamela Reese Wardlaw with the Preparation Room, always on fire, inspirational purpose and mission. As I mentioned, first Tuesday of every month, Ms. Pamela Reese and all who she has to come and speak to each and every one of you guys in these times will be on the air, 3 p.m. Atlanta, that is Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. when I am here in San Diego. And I just like to announce, I am on my way back to Atlanta, everyone. You guys all know that I had a really long delay here in San Diego, but it's going to be great bringing the two cities together. I will be back, commuting back and forth, so it will be some great things to touch city to city, and you know, who knows, bringing it all together, family.
Amen.
So definitely, everybody, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Tomorrow is Empowerment Wednesday. Carl Linney is back, and he's going to be talking about the downturn in these times with the market. So it's going to be very, very interesting information that he's going to share. So once again, join the movement, everyone, BillGrowingEnjoy.com. Get on there so that way you can keep up with all the updates and all the positive things that we're doing with Bill Grow and Enjoy, and you can get it directly to your email. But you have to be a member. It takes you a quick 1 minute to join. Not just that, make sure you get on over to Working Divas also. The cruise is up and coming. Karen has posted it. More information on Friday. So you can get more information off of there, too, workingdivas.com. But that concludes our show for today. Thank you, Pam. Thank you, everyone that called in. Thank you, all my listeners. Have a great
day,
everyone, and enjoy.
Love you.
God bless you.
Love all of you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.